Hello, hello. Welcome, everybody, back to, after 2 years of break, another episode of Lights on Europe with my dear friend, Rick Zednik. It's a big, big, big innovation, and that's why we're shooting this short episode, so you understand what's the new setup.
Hi, Lucia. It's so great to be here with you. Thanks so much for the invitation.
Yeah, I'm excited what we're going to be creating together in the weeks and months to come. We've known each other for years from the Brussels bubble. You are somebody of Slovak origin and very committed to participative democracy and representative leadership and gender equality. There's all sorts of topics that have connected us these past years, and I have lots of memories of us creating stuff together and you supporting me on my path in all sorts of experiments that I was flowing through in my past year. So thank you for that. And Lights on Europe was one of those. Several years ago, you were one of my first guests because you were such a role model for me and also sort of like a novel persona in the field of women empowerment. There's not many gentlemen on this scene understanding the nitty-gritty of the policy. So tell me, how was it for you, that experience of being on the podcast as somebody who was building opportunities for women in politics?
No, it was a real pleasure. I was delighted to take the opportunity to join you and your audience at the time talk about the fact. And you're right, there aren't enough men that are engaged actively. There are a lot of men who are very supportive of the idea of we need more representative leadership, more balanced leadership, including especially more women in leadership. But there aren't enough men that are really, they're too passive, I would say. You know, they're supportive, but they're quietly supportive.
And so now, fast forward several years later, there's plenty other things that are connecting us now. And so this restarted version of Lights on Europe will not only be about the human story behind the story of the Brussels bubble, not only about how do we create careers at the European level from that space of a new culture of leadership and women empowerment, but there's going to be a huge, huge link to politics, to Central Europe, to Slovakia, and how we're thinking about building a new culture of leadership as we are advancing towards European elections.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big year. It's a big year with elections across, European Parliament elections. There are a lot of national elections. And that means citizens have a chance to have their say. And what I was excited about in doing this with you is the opportunity to try to bring a little more clarity, right? So that people can see through some of the fog and some of the, you know, there's a lot of noise out there. And I think people are looking for some clarity and some guidance, and I'm hoping we can provide that.
Yes, and also as somebody of journalist background, you are going to have the superpowers for us to communicate what we feel is either confusing in the space out there or not clear enough for people who are trying to understand the opportunities. Because yes, there's a lot of not just noise, but also in our geographical space, at least lots of disinformation and anti-EU campaigning where people have no idea how to sift through the not just facts, but like all sorts of statements that they're trying to swim in. And so where I hope the audience will have massive added value will be not just our ability to connect the women's and leadership and career and European topics, but also empowering them in learning how to understand the conversation that we are part of these days.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely right that there's a lot of people who have agendas out there, and you've got to be a very sort of critical thinker when you're absorbing information, and to think about, okay, who am I hearing, and what is their agenda? What are they trying to do here? And what we want to do is to be people who are, providing as objective facts as we can, so that listeners can get better informed and make their own decisions. That's what I would hope.
Without being boring, so we hope to not be the journalist in newsy, boring, lengthy podcast, but we hope to be short and sweet and helping you peek into the communities that we are part of, that we see shaping impact in the communities that they are sort of shapers in, and bridge you towards the conversation about European leadership. So the teaser for the next episode is we are going to have a woman with us who created one of the most impactful worldwide platforms for female politicians. So if you can think of reasons why women wouldn't go into politics, think work-life balance, think online harassment, think all sorts of safety concerns, confidence issues. And so Rick and this woman have been my greatest role models in this sphere of empowering women to consider politics as one of their careers. So we're excited to bring you this guest in our next episode. I'm not going to say the name. And so the homework until then is click on the likes, share, subscribe, whichever platform you're listening to us, so that you don't miss when it's out. Rick, what's your last word?
Oh, I just can't wait for it. Let's get going with episode one.
Give us a teaser about this woman, something that you want them to live with, as I can't miss this.
Gosh, I would honestly say I've described her to others as one of the best connected women in the world to people, women especially, but not only, in high positions of political leadership globally. So if you want to know who we're talking about, tune in.
Wow, I can't wait. See you next time. Thank you for listening. For follow-up, you can find us on all major podcast platforms and all social media platforms, including our Instagram, Lights on Europe. So feel free to go there now and leave us your review, likes, feedback, as well as tips on who would you like to hear interviewed next time. Bye!